Our next guest has one of the hottest songs in the country right now, performing his platinum single, Trap Queen, with a little help from the Roots. Please welcome Fetty Wap!
Favor me, boy. Yeah. Hey, 1738. Hey, I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello, hello.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E. Kala. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
That's what's up.
Another showtime situation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Happy recording day. That's what's good.
Indeed.
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, Turk, went to default motion against Cash Money Records. A judge has sided with Turk in a lawsuit against Cash Money Records after suing the label for unpaid money owed him. Turk filed a motion last month when Cash Money missed the extended deadline to respond to the litigation. Turk originally asked for $1.3 million when he filed the suit earlier this year and also requested Cash Money to provide an accurate accounting of revenue made from his musical recordings with the company. This is the first lawsuit, as Baby and them say, I'll pay when you sue me.
We gonna see about that.
We gonna see about that?
Because you know these niggas, it's litigation, B, so he might have won this round, but them niggas is going back in for something else.
Wow. It seems to me that it would just be simpler just to pay the 1.3, 1.5 with lawyer fees and to continue to pay your lawyer to continue to stonewall this shit. I mean, it's only, I'm saying only, but still, to Cash Money, the way them niggas throw money around, you know, 1.3, that's not even a car that nigga's gonna buy next week.
That's true.
Right.
You're right. But that nigga is probably just gonna, he gonna stretch this shit out as much as he can, because he's gonna let the lawyers do their job, because the lawyers is telling them we can win this shit, because you know they want more money.
Swervin, what type of mentality is Baby and Slim Williams have?
Well, I'm not sure about Slim because he stays on the low, but Mr. Baby Williams, he's just, I mean, it's funny that we never came up with a name for him like we had the corporate and the mogul, but I mean, this dude, we might as well call him the litigant, because...
That's true, that's a good name. The litigant.
He stays in some, legal messes, man, but he seems to come away clean.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. I guess what it is true, if you have money in the United States court system, the chances are you might come away clean with that. So good, that's a good nickname for him, the litigant. No doubt, that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is De La Soul. There's a total of over $600,000 when it was all said and done. De La Soul thanked everyone who, you know, donated and said that they feel as a group that, you know, cats really appreciate their work. Although there was some player hating on certain blogs saying, fuck them old niggas.
What, they mad because they're getting money?
Oh, shit, word?
Right.
So, two things.
What part of the game is that?
Right, they made these rules up.
Ain't that the truth? So, two things I want to find out. Number one is that De La Soul, to me, is an example that proves the point. That if said rapper, I'm going to name names, Busta Rhymes and Raekwon had a Kickstarter campaign. They're not getting $100,000 because I don't think people, although people may like them, but I don't think people appreciate their work in the way De La Soul, who stayed true. Would I be correct on that, or am I all fucked up?
I'm agreeing with you, sir.
Okay. And
yeah, I think so too.
And number two, the guest on the album, I don't know who some of these people are. Damian Albarn, David Byrne, I know who he is, and 2 Chainz. What do you think about that? Those are a couple of guests that are going to be on the album. Yeah, 2 Chainz on the album.
Well, 2 Chainz probably came around when he heard they was in Atlanta recording. He probably just came around the studio, was hanging out. He was like, come on, y'all, let me get in.
Now,
He might shock us, though.
That's what I was thinking. Is De La Soul going to be the leadership in steering the young 2 Chainz into some real hip-hop? Is that even possible, Swervin?
Yo, see, now we got to keep it real as we always do.
You know 100. It. Go,
this is our thing,
go.
No front and loud, right?
Okay, no doubt.
Right? So how did we treat Talib Kweli when he had Waka Flocka on his album? How do we treat Talib?
I think that was Gucci Mane, but I know what you're saying. Same difference. We got on Talib's
We got on him after we heard the song.
Right. And I was going to say, because it seemed like Gucci Mane was running the session and Talib Kweli hopped on one of his tracks. So we have to wait to see if we're going to get a 2 Chainz style track and De La Soul's all over it, or is it going to be the opposite? So we got to wait for that.
Okay.
So,
right on the surface, it doesn't sound good.
Hey, but I see you got it all ginned up, though, Swervin.
Yeah, he's ready, though.
He's ready
to kickstart going under the bus.
Just like I said about Rakim last week, I'm hoping that he'll come out with no trap shit. I'm not putting nothing past nobody until I hear it.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's 100 that we, you know, look, I'll be the first one. De La Soul is my favorite group of all time, but I'll be the first one to throw them niggas under the bridge if they get caught out of their lane in this 110-lane highway we call hip-hop. So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to Earl Brown, lead singer of Hot Chocolate, the UK soul
group. Sexy thing.
Yes, sir. You Sexy Thing and Brother Louie, 2 funk standards. No doubt. So we certainly want to say Rest in Paradise, Rest in Power to that brother. You know how it is. You can go to YouTube and just look up Hot Chocolate. They had a bevy of hits. Well, actually, I didn't know that when they first was getting started, they did a cover, and they did a cover of a Beatles song, and Paul McCartney and them niggas was like, yo, you need to get permission to use my shit. But then they ended up being early. Boys. Yeah, early on, they were signed to Apple Records. That's the Beatles label. But once the Beatles broke up, that whole situation got destroyed. But I didn't know that about Hot Chocolate. So they were in the game heavy. And they knew the Beatles very well, so I didn't know that. So, rest in paradise to that brother. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the yearly list. And this list never changes. It's the money list. It never changes. I'm going to run through it really quickly. Diddy at $135 million. This is just net worth. Dr. Dre at $700 million. Jay coming in at $550 million. 50 at $155 million. And the litigant comes in at $150 million, Birdman.
That's for the year.
That's just net worth. For the year.
For this year.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sort of, if you got money and you don't lose that much money, you're still worth that amount of money. For Dr. Dre, the only reason why he wasn't number one is because they said apparently he had a 9-figure tax bill.
Mm. Ouch.
Sammy gonna get his.
Dang.
Is the only reason why that he didn't. And Diddy actually had a very diversified.
That nigga want to move to Poland. Like, fuck this shit. You know?
I don't know. They get that guap over there too, son.
I know, but damn, dude. Uncle Sam is in your ass like that.
Oh, Sammy is getting it. And yeah, he's going in raw.
So is Combs. Because Combs is selling a lot of vodka.
Well, yeah, they said Combs Revolt, vodka.
Drama too.
You know.
He's paying off all kinds of shit.
Actually, the article that I got this from noted that while everybody else's clothing line has sort of folded, it was Coons who got into business suits and got away from jeans and T-shirts. And now you got regular white man business suit types wearing Coons, Sean John business suits. So
that's all them trips out to the Hamptons. Huh?
Is that what that is? That's what's up. He need to fit his boy Hole for some suits, because some of that shit he wearing is ridiculous. So,
I thought we wouldn't talk about Hov this week, nigga.
We wasn't.
But
we
you
not.
Had to
I'm
slip
just,
him in there, didn't
I'm
you?
I'm just making a comment, yo. Just making a comment, yo. So.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah, just slide that nigga right in there.
So anyway, and then of course you got Fitty and Birdman still doing the same things they're doing. You know, I don't know. And considering the litigant. With all this lawsuit back and forth, you know, his income is out there. Man, if I was a judge, I'd slap a summary judgment on that motherfucker so fast. wouldn't even be any.
The judge don't give a fuck. He don't owe him no money. The judge like, he ain't owe me no money.
Yeah, but he robbing niggas, though.
Yeah, he is. He robbing niggas. He ain't robbing the judge, though.
Oh. Well, no, he's not. Nope, he's not. People are signing him pieces of paper and ain't reading them.
Yeah, that's real. That's 100. The next one is a rumor, but although, according to the YouTube video, it's not a rumor. This is straight out the box. Scorpio and Melly Mel of the legendary Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five are on a tear, saying that longtime DJ Grandmaster Flash had absolutely nothing to do with the recordings that landed them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Absolutely nothing.
So they mad that it's called, wow, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Well, he shouldn't even be a part of that. Okay. His name shouldn't be on there.
So let's take this one issue at a time. I believe that this beef, in my own estimation, probably started in the mid to late 90s. And it probably started in the mid to late 90s when Grandmaster Flash, the DJ himself, resurrected himself, started doing DJ gigs, putting out mixtapes, doing parties. Next thing you know, Grandmaster Flash is now a world-class DJ. Grandmaster Flash is the type of guy, he doesn't get $1 million to show up at casinos, but, you know, he makes a pretty good living, like $100,000, $150,000. Show up at events, you know, cruise lines and shit, and DJs. And you got Melly Mel and Scorpio figuring, damn, yo, can we get some of that money? Can you bring us up? Flash is probably like, fuck y'all niggas. I'm just surmising. But you also got to remember that at the time they came in the game, the DJ name went first. So they needed it to be Grandmaster Flash. Coinciding with, you got this documentary out there where everybody, old school hip hop DJs, oh fuck Flash, he's just biting Flower's name anyway. You got all that shit building up. And now you got Melly Mel and Scorpio, Raheem and them niggas got beef. Now it's ridiculous. Niggas is 50, 55, 60 years old, talking that beef shit. Everybody knows Flash wasn't like Dre or Primo. He didn't do the beats. It wasn't like that back then. But you needed his name in order to get in. Swervin, help me out here. Why would Scorpio and Melly Mel and certain other members throw Grandmaster Flash under the bus?
Man, you made it real easy. You don't even need help. It's money. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Yeah, but I don't. Now, this is what I'm saying. I don't believe Flash controls the copyright, that those other guys can't get up there and do white lines or the message or anything else. It's not even like that. They can do that. Right. Matter of fact, JC said he sees them on a regular in shows, old school shows in New York, doing those joints.
But they're getting crumbs, though, B.
Oh, is that what it is?
Compared to when they hear Flash and you go on and he's like you said, nigga getting 100 to 150 grand to show up and do joints, and they can't even show up and probably get like you said, crumbs when they show
a
up.
A bottle.
Right. Niggas ain't, they ain't getting top line service. You know, they ain't walking in a spot and niggas clearing the way, be like, oh, yo, we got Grandmaster, we got Furious Five in the house, Furious Five in the house, what's up? You know,
So the appearance with Flash on 3 turntables, right, in Wild Styles paved the way really for all of them. And none of those niggas is on the wheels. I mean, Flash is certainly, he's riding on the message. You know, the Hall of Fame, the National Library of Congress, he's riding on it. But he shouldn't he? Or is it the fact that he's riding on it and everybody else is getting cricket money?
That's it. Period. They're not at the same level as he is. When they say Hall of Famer Grandmaster Flash, and then they say Hall of Famer Melly Mel, it don't have the same ring.
Oh, I get it. Well, that's unfortunate. So these guys are beefing, and they're from an era when you would think that whole thing would be settled. And for the most part, I gotta say, you know, I would hope that Grandmaster Flash himself would reach out, especially now that he is getting that type of money DJing and his name is out there. You know, he might want to bring his boys in a little bit. You know, I would hope that he would do that. You know, and they could squash.
What people really need to consider is there is no retirement plan in hip hop.
There is none.
Nope. You know, 401k.
There is none. So, right. Certainly. That's unfortunate. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is a special count and the amount.
Oh, shit.
Welcome back.
Yes. It's a special count and the amount for the following reason.
The following reasons.
On the Tonight Show, with the Roots, was a gentleman by the name of Willie Fetty Wap Maxwell.
She said, hello.
Fetty Wap, born June 7, 1990. He's a young man from Paterson, New Jersey. Signed to Lear Cohen's 300 Entertainment. Has the drug cooking anthem of the moment, probably of the summer.
Shit, for the year.
Called Trap Queen.
That song came out a while back, too.
It came out a year ago. You are correct, Kurt G, but it is.
I know, because I'm going to be here. There's no fronting on this show. I like that joint.
Okay, here we go. So we got Kurt G. He likes Fetty. He likes Fetty Wap.
I like that song.
Oh.
let's be clear.
So anyway, it actually came out independently of April 2014, being re-released with Lear Cohen's 300 Entertainment label again in December. It is now on the radio heavy. It's probably been on the radio all year, and I know Kurt G tunes into that type of thing.
I know about it.
And the Roots are now involved because they're on the Tonight Show talking about Trap Queen. Now, Kurt G, since you listen to Mr. Fetty Wap, Mr. Willie Fetty Wap Maxwell, what is Trap Queen to the uninitiated?
Talking about his Trap Queen.
Okay.
The chick that he loves. So, that he hooked up and she's cooking up drugs and she's doing all this for him.
So anyway, the special count and the amount is a shout out to Mr. Fetty Wap talking about Trap Queen. Now, he's from Paterson, New Jersey. Now, I know Migos and a lot of guys from Atlanta talk trap, but I didn't know cats up north talking trap now.
They talk trap, but they just named it trap.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, they've been talking that drug game in New York. Okay. You know that shit. Wu-Tang was talking drug shit.
Atlanta niggas, I just don't understand why you're not trap pissed. Now. I don't understand why Atlanta niggas ain't pissed.
They probably are pissed.
Up north niggas and New York niggas is just taking over their whole situation.
Taking their slang.
Exactly. So anyway, the count and amount goes as the follows this. Mr. Fetty Wap is on tour, and maybe he gets pulled over by the police in his local jurisdiction. And they just listen to his song, and they're going to want to know about certain things. And I also got 1 to 8 counts of manufacturing, distribute, or dispense, or possess with the intent to manufacture or distribute a controlled substance. Yeah. That's 1 to 8 counts on that
Damn,
song alone.
Nigga, you directed FBI?
Just saying. The authorities in his town, when he gets pulled over, might want to know about some shit like that. Number 2, he's got 6 counts of the Money Laundering Control Act.
Damn, B.
Okay. Property involved in a transaction or which is greater or imprisonment for not more than 20 years and a fine of $500,000 or twice the value of the money.
Have you been reading up on some law books or something?
I'm just talking about particular lyrics in the song that when he gets pulled over by the hip-hop police, they may want to investigate some things, and this is where they're going to find out the information. He's telling them, not me. He's telling them.
You've been watching the first 48, huh?
He also has a line in the song where he's talking about, I got 500 grams, though. Okay? The statute also said a person found with 5 grams of crack cocaine gets 5 years per gram. So he's talking about he's got 500 grams. That's a life sentence right there. Okay. And then you throw in another 5 counts of misogyny. That's the special count in the amount featuring the Roots on the Tonight Show in front of full America swerving. You are, or still is, a paralegal. Help me out, son.
Yo, I just see the Roots as an accessory.
Hello.
Damn, Roots are the accessory and shit. Kirk G, help me out. Sir. Somebody help me out. That's the special counting amount on the Tonight Show tonight. He said, Fetty Wap. You heard the intro. That's the intro where he's introduced Trap Queen, Drug Queen on national TV.
B.
I know Johnny Carson and them niggas is rolling over in their grave.
Yo, B. It's the Roots. It's nothing but an accessory, as you said. They're back there. They're just playing the music. You don't even supposed to see them niggas. They're just playing the music.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying, yo. I'm just reading the law as it states. That's all. That's all. And all of that was found in a PDF under the the Money Laundering Control Act, as well as the Controlled Substance and Drug Distribution Act, circa 1986.
Damn, Reagan.
Exactly. So, so, Mr. Fetty Wap, I'm just saying, when his tour bus gets pulled over, the police are going to go from his own lyrics, his own manifesto, you know, talking about his rubber bands are stretching so tight, they pop.
You got deep into the lyrics, my nigga.
I did. You know what I mean? I sat down and studied the lyrics.
Damn, son.
I mean, so. I can hear it. Right. I mean, exactly. So that's the special counting the amount. I know people going to call in and be like, oh, there you go. You're trying to, you know, side-eye the Roots and shit, trying to, you know, trying to rope them in. He was just a guest on the show. I don't know. I know Black Thought and them niggas. I'm not saying. Right. I'm not saying that they got to be censors. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, damn, yo. You know,
it's tough for you to swallow when you see the Roots up there with niggas like
it
that.
It is. It is.
But they're just employees, B.
I know it.
If niggas come into your job and they bring a motherfucker that you don't like in there, you're going to have to help them. You have to get them niggas to take their blood. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfucker, you hate their guts, but you're going to have to work on them. You in the emergency room, you can't be like, fuck that nigga. Let him die.
Nah, you're right. There's no question. Nah, you're right. No question about it. No doubt. No doubt. I got that. I received that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, jazz legend Bob James sues hip hop producer Madlib for copyright infringement. So I thought this was very interesting considering who's getting sued. Madlib, who samples all day. Stone's Throw, who clears samples all day. Now, Bob James got him jammed up. It was a cut on the Quasimodo album called Yes Sir, whatever, track 10, sparked a lot. The sample's not even fucking, you know, obscure. It's Bob James' Nautilus. I mean, it's one of the most samples in hip-hop history. I mean, damn, everybody uses Nautilus.
That's Raekwon, ain't it?
That's Raekwon, exactly, and others. But I digress. So, Bob James says, from my standpoint, I have to take a stand about it. Because copyright and maintaining ownership of the copyright are the most valuable, important things that we have in this business. That's your boy,
he ain't
Bob
got no
James.
Integrity, B. No integrity whatsoever.
No, he doesn't, considering that he has been cavorting with hip-hop artists. So, now...
And not only that, but if you... As you just said, that sample is ridiculously overused, so it's not like it was all of a sudden... I think what happened was he saw the gay family get some dough. It was like, you know what?
You came in a little.
You're very astute, my brother.
Yeah, you came in a little early on that, but I'll get right to it. This is in a reaction to the verdict against Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams. Also, what you sent me an email was apropos, the Gap Band just jammed up Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
Yep.
So... I guess your boy is saying, let me go ahead and get in and squeeze some money out of the stone myself. Now, the problem is, Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson and them niggas got a budget. Okay? Pharrell and them niggas got a budget. Okay? Madlib ain't got no budget. Okay? Madlib's not gold. He's not platinum. The record came out in 2013.
He just heard it, B.
Word?
He just heard it, or somebody just brought it to his attention, and he's like, what? Oh, fuck that. I'm suing.
But Madlib and them got to understand, B, I'm saying this, but I already know Madlib and them understand. Bob James is an OG when it comes to suing. 1988, 1989 legal battles with Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince over Westchester Lady on A Touch of Jazz. Okay? This ain't new. They know that already. in 2009.
So, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Is it duck season or is it wabbit season?
Well, I'm saying it's wabbit season at this point, because in 2009, look it up on YouTube, he's on stage with DJ Rob Swift while he's playing Westchester Lady and Nautilus Riffs, while Rob Swift is cutting it up at the Knitting Factory, my nigga. Okay. But I believe all of what we talked about is true. You gotta watch Bob James. He may sue you if he think he can get some guap. But you just gotta watch him. He's like a snake. And maybe he won't bite you, and it's all good. But I believe it's sample set karma. Because I'm gonna bring to your memory a topic that we talked about way back in 2008. 2008, your boy, Kurt G. Kevin Nottingham, received a message from no other than Madlib. The message was written in response to Kevin's release of the Mad Villainy sample set. Madlib sent him a message and said, "Yo, son, take that shit down." Now, are we getting into the primo, what's up with you break record cats? Gonna put out the original break beats that we sample
and
then get caught and then start snitching. You know how that shit go.
Talking about, did you sample this, that, and the third? My lawyer calling me.
So
y'all violating.
Yeah, straight up and down. So we got Madlib, who told Kevin Nottingham, "Yo, son, take that shit down," but he didn't own any of the samples. Okay, I'm thinking it's karma. Now it's coming back around. Bob James is getting him jammed up. I gotta ask a question to both of you: are sample sets hurting or helping hip hop? For those of us who still sample, I know young guys don't sample. Fetty Wap don't have to worry about that because he don't sample. But traditional hip hop, are the sample sets and revealing of samples hurting or helping?
A little bit of both, I think. I think it hurts it because there are some, you know, some dope samples that they're not going to be able to use anymore. But it also helps because it's going to make people dig deeper and be more creative with it. So, you know, it's cat and mouse. So if I find something that's, you know, obscure as hell, and you know, and I can make it into something great. But if you know, if I want to use a Parliament record, I might not be feeling so great afterwards.
That's true.
Yeah, I figure it's probably gonna just drive niggas to be more, they said, creative and actually start more chopping samples up, more like Apollo Brown, where he puts a lot of filters on the sample, where you have to really know what the fuck it is. And he really gives away a lot of his records because he plays the original in the beginning of it,
right?
And then he chops, and you're like, damn, he made that shit sound like that.
But you're spending more money on your lawyer than you're gonna ever get from Apollo Brown.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying it's gonna make niggas actually start chopping and making it so obscure and using filters and other shit on a sample that niggas, for you to be able to know that's your shit, that means the engineer in the fucking session or somebody got no snitched on me,
right
up and down.
I got right. You. Yeah, I got you. No doubt. Shout out to Primo as far as that's concerned. No doubt about it. So, yeah, I just thought that was real interesting, you know. You know, shout out to Madlib and shit, yo. I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas over there at the label thinking and shit, but Bob James, any money you made off of that shit, Bob James is getting it, B.
Yep. So,
talk about summary judgment.
Yeah, Madlib, if he's doing any DJing sessions or anything like that, he's coming after that guap.
Damn. No doubt. Well, anyway, that's what's good. Swervin, you got anything jumping?
Well, now a big shout to Audio Boom, because they keep sending us these damn... We put the show out on Monday. By Wednesday, they're telling us we got 1,000 listens. And shout out to Tuned In Radio, too, for them 28,000 followers over there.
It's yeah, I can't believe thing. It. Yeah, Audio Boom, Tune In Radio. Can't forget our friends over at the Stitcher as well.
No
you
doubt.
Know, all our...
And think about that thing with Stitcher, though. Just think about that, man. There is thousands of podcasts, and we number 7 on that joint. That is very humbling. I'm not saying it to be big enough, because we're still behind Combat Jack and them, but we are number 7 with no advertisers, no sponsors, no nothing. So Maybe we need to get to work.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And also, I want to give a shout out to Robbie at uncut.com who actually put us up on his website. I couldn't believe it. I didn't check my email before you sent that to me, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to his site like regular, and I'm like, what the fuck? That shit shocked the hell out of me. So shout out to him, yo. I love his writing. Yo, he does, yo, literally, he does the best writing. I love his articles, so no doubt. He keeps it 100 hip-hop over there. You can be sure of that. So Robbie at uncut.com. So, Kerr G, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir.
Kerr G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Hezekiah, Dreams Don't Chase Themselves, and we got rapper Big Pooh, Words Paint Pictures.
Finally.
Finally, right? A couple of these joints came out earlier in the year, too. But and I know one of our listeners said he don't fuck with Big Pooh like that. That shit was funny as hell. But anyway, the instrumental joint is Fat Guyver, Talk to the Strangers, Fat Guyver.
Yo, shout out to Chewy, JRP87. That's now under my top 10.
Oh, finally.
Finally you got in. I know you were like, I don't know about that Chewy. I don't know if young boys can handle the weight.
Yo, son. Woo! Good God. Yes, sir. So, shout out to that situation, no doubt. So, anyway, that was good. Another Hip Hop Digest. I guess we'll see y'all next week then.
All right.
Yeah. Gone.
One. Peace.
Chasing OJ in that Blanco Rocker. Stressing like Johnny Cochran, cause losing ain't an option. Bartender, please, two shots to that concoction. Now, they try and turn a villain to a hero. But what's a dollar bill to a euro? And what's a Greek god to a pharaoh? Zero. But what the hell do I know when it's planted in the Yates? I'm just a basket case, confessing the past the mace. It's a nice crib, but it's next door to Section 8. Slumlord millionaire, passing the collection plate. Messing with my money, I bring harm to your body. So fuck Gandhi, peace talks in Abu Dhabi. Fuck Peter, Mufasa around my neck, King Joffrey Jaffe. Go ahead, try me in the lobby, I don't want to catch a body. Can't hide behind Poppy, what's up?
We know, the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do. And there's no end to it. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Then I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
And I was a good kid, Sunday ain't quiet. But somewhere along the way my brain got rewired. Papa don't preach, mama get tired. I listen to my elders, I don't wanna be a failure. I know it's getting to it cause mama playing Mahalia. They wanna see me down, rubber there in Aloe Vera. Grandma can see me now, freedom fighter, Che Rivera. They gon' test you, boy, I tell ya. Y'all niggas open your mouths and let anything come out of it. Then blame it on body snatchers, being John Malkovich. Son of a bitch, and he just like mom. Got two uncles and they both named Tom. Oh, that's Arnold, man, he been a dick. Known him since 2-6, and he been a snitch. And those cracker pigs, he called friends with benefits. And he don't give a shit, cause he nigga rich. They try and conquer us through division. Shit, this my Shanghai redemption. Shiites against the Sunnis, Muslims against the Christians. U.S. versus King Malcolm X and John Lennon. Can we live now? That'll be a hot day in heaven. Long live Willie Lynch. Kill off the strong, villainize the innocents. Third ward looking like World War Zimmerman. Now.
I want you to get up now.
It's network.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them and stick your head out and yell, I am as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
arm a leg, arm a leg, arm a leg, arm a head, arm a leg, arm a head, head, head.
Peace to the guard, guards, nerves. I be the General Steel from the legendary group Smith & Wesson. You already know that boot camp click family. Bucktown in the building. Bucktown in the building. Supreme truth elevates everyone's life equally. Feel me? And it's the knowledge of self mixtape with the future Buddha, DJ I King. King, 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 King. One and only seven born. Born King. Shing, Shing, regime. T dot stand up. Steel City stand up. Please educate all comrades every day. Drop that knowledge yourself, dog. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peace. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, Brendan Shay. Shing, Shing. God, body, a lot taught me and all that. Peace to God's earth. Yeah. Truth. Now it's apparent you calling the father Clarence. You got no knowledge of nations with all gods and no prophets. For no profit, just tied it to children, passing them knowledge and wisdom, giving them lessons no college could give them. Like for example, see my God, he ain't no mystery. The misery we live in, cause them devils changed our history. To put it simply, really, we live in civilly, and I can't do it justice by trying to turn it to similes. Like how you see it, you know it and then you be it. The Asiatic black man is the highest and that can ease this. Meaning that I'm God and I do whatever I see fit. My mama said turn to Jesus, but really I turned to Jesus. Going over them lessons, I sit and study the teachings. Manifested itself till I'm understanding the meaning, man. If you ask why I'm God body, I can look you in your eye and say that, cause a lot of times I preach. Peace, right and exact, dog. Yeah. This is Sim 1-4 for the almighty Shin. Always on the lost team, completing the lost dream. Yeah. I was a pickaninny, not me, fifth grade. Asked my teacher, sir, how do I travel at Godspeed? 10% reactionary, told me that I'm acting scary. That type of knowledge is something that you kids do not need. I couldn't drop to my knees for no profit. Trees was more profitable for me. Streets was not an obstacle until my partner got locked. Cops beat him unconscious. Lost the life of my seed and most niggas was really Pontus. I had to see my reflection as the immaculate. One in the flesh and then live it to be more accurate. Wondrous steps I took to do it. Knowledge, wisdom, cipher, congruence. Understand my culture, the truest. The chosen few, rose a few over hungry oceans. Giving bones for food and told to overcome emotion. The sole controller like I got the world in my hand, y'all. Seven star on the crescent, world to universal Shamgar.
Represent, hey. Represent the arm and leg, leg, arm.
World to universal Shamgar.
Represent.
Seven star on the crescent, world to universal Shamgar.
Acknowledge
my bill, manifest these thoughts and will.
Represent the arm, leg, leg, arm.
Yo, listen, yo. The average cat's talking, but they don't know what they mean. It's arm, double leg, arm in the hand supreme. You see the power of the cipher when we link as a team. Where's the degrees? Build with the C's. Cripple the weak. Keep religion for you, cause the culture for me. It's seven notes, seven colors, seven cycles and C's. A universal order behind that which you see. You looking up, but what's really at the center is me. And you, you and I versus every. Everything in between, you can't claim king if you getting run by your queen. My steeds like father-in-law in 63. Wake them up, Bobby villain, they jeans right in the street. I got that dope gun vision, yeah, I'm serious, B. We see it all, no mysteries, G. No non-scene intervention or whitewash images, lies. Please keep the guard cipher divine.
It seems like everyone wants to be the G.O.D. but still be pushing those paper theories while they worshiping some mystery. Some spit slick parochial experience and try to flip our math like gymnasts in Japan. Or the New York Post using quotes to sell a notion that a mogul makes moves with hate to fuel his mind state. See, I think that every single hood is a modern day Rosewood stalked by white walkers. Well, revolution won't be televised, it's streaming live, cause I seen shots on IG. We manifest a legacy and build on today's degree, raising the dead from a mental state of poverty.
The
Bahama leg, leg, arm, head, head, Bahama leg, leg, arm, head, Bahama leg, leg, arm, head.
And the brother was telling him, you can't be Allah, because the Allah is all in all. And the father said, I'm all in all, arm, a leg, arm, head.
When they sin the most, temporarily be the toast. Guns and butter on what matters the least, watch them overdose. Let them hang, nigga, hang by they gold ropes. Smoke dope till you comatose, no hope. For that butter, niggas die broke. Third eye woke, poke holes in the American dream. Run out of options, made it easy, you can hustle and scheme. But one problem, they building private prisons just to house niggas. For cheap labor, that's why, nigga, they call it PIC. It's not a club, but you VIP. Series of numbers that replace your ID. Home of the cowardly, freedom ain't free. The revolution won't be shown on TV. We too busy watching fake reality. You see, what goes up comes down. Dog chase tail go round and round. We all hypnotized when we hit the sounds. Ever seen a clown with a smile that was upside down? You see it? They swear we going to the promised land. They swear they better than a better man. We need to get our shit together, man. Probably listening like whatever, man. They swear niggas be killing when they just killing. Waking up every morning, hollow, no feeling. You hear the rap, money stack, I touch the ceiling. Gotta tell my nephews they really have a ceiling. That's to be honest, you ain't getting everything that's promised. 40 acres in the mule, right? Work so they can take cost of living tax till your back break. No grass, but you still missing the snakes till they slither on ya. Who tired of looking at the middleman? The one on top, so he devise a plan. And who too busy thinking promised land? To realize, pinpoint the scam. Shooting the messenger, that's only part of our conditioning. They keep trying to tell us, but we not listening. You wanna hide it, put it in a book. They wanna hide it, put it on a corner, watch it cook. You see, what goes up comes down. Dog chase tail go round and round. We all hypnotized when we hit the sounds. Ever seen a clown with a smile that was upside down? You see it? They swear we going to the promised land. They swear they better than a better man. We need to get our shit together, man. Probably listening like whatever, man.
Mr. Fire. there in the booth, protect your neck. Cause it's on Zoom with a hoodie on, play or with a pair of creps. Used to reppin' where there's weapons and never a Santa. We turn a stand into a cancer with poetic banter. So no fact to that chap, which rapper's cracked? I cold turkey that prat and let you have him back. If we believe you act like you believe that you can rap, get punished for stupid beliefs and it's more than slaps. The impact on the head of the hard-headed, bet that he get his little rep of facade deaded. In the ring with the king of the paragraphs. Come on then, sweetheart, let us have a dance. Your twinkle toes and pretty pose could never dazzle. The one who throws a million souls and it's never hassle. Battles of pleasure for the general, nobody told you. Smash you a hole that is big enough to snatch your soul through. Fire in the booth, booth, they call me Mr. Fire in the booth, booth, they call me Mr. Fire in the booth, booth, cause I'm always spitting out the truth, truth, they call me Mr. Fire in the booth. Not even hated, not even a factor that needs to be calculated. And you can't explain it, much less contain it. Roll with us to get crushed, I have already stated. In the plainest terms, but fools never learn. Still trying to be what they not like, wearing the blondest perm. Cause the loss of purpose, I have you lost on purpose. You can't escape the furnace, so best you praise my verses. Look around, the cooning's a lot. I spit a sentence quick, like a judge with a coon in the dock. But these clowns with their dead sound hate me. Still they don't count like a dead brown baby. Fire in the booth, poof. They call me Mr. Fire in the booth, poof. They call me Mr. Fire in the booth, poof. Cause I'm always spitting out the truth, truth. They call me Mr. Fire in the booth, poof. They call me Mr. Fire in the booth, poof. They call me Mr. Fire in the booth, poof. Cause I'm always spitting out the truth, the truth.
Real bad times is what you and I feel. me, help me, help me, help me. All those eyes, they're all out to get me. Wars and murders, when will it cease? I'm being robbed, someone call the police. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. Weather plays havoc on the eastern states. Bloods, hurricanes, and you can't escape. Tornadoes drop trees, rolling from the debris, leaving little behind for death and injury. Gonorrhea, syphilis, ran like the plague. Doctors afraid to treat the victim of AIDS. The world is threatened by a nuclear war. Americans die in El Salvador. The people calling for solidarity in a speech to see the people some parity. Begging me to break my campaign for the core. And ASA Reagan will run in 84. Bad education is just a revelation. But still each year, kids dress for graduation. The third world says out of hunger, flee. Teenagers running loose, sexual child abuse. The Bible tells us just a prophecy. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. Created by the economic uncertainty. Lawmakers among us, lawbreakers in hunger. You struggle for power, we all feel the plunder. Terrorism, cynicism, communism, suicide, atheism, anarchism, brutalism, homicide. Heaven knows it can't go on. Too many things are going wrong. Who will save us from ourselves? This world is turning to hell. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel.